It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Tuesday, and it'll take us back to the year
1979.
And peak 1979 as well. A little on this date in 79, Anne Murray was spending her third week atop of the country charts with the song.
And I just fall in love again. Just one touch
and any excuse I can find to play Anne Murray on the show, we will utilize. That song, very, very peak 70s feel to it, doesn't it? Written by Larry Herbstreit, Steve Dorff, Harry Lloyd, and Gloria Sklarov. There were a lot of people, a lot of cooks in this kitchen. And it was a song that was actually performed by a lot of people. Anne Murray's the one that actually made it popular, but with this, and these are big names in the writing world. In fact, they were just, there's no real big, deep story that we know of behind the actual content and subject matter of this song. These are just folks that were churning out hits there in the 1970s and early 80s, left and right. Speaking of, Anne Murray took this song over, and that's a tall task, because when the original version was performed by the Carpenters,
heaven is that moment when I look into your eyes.
I mean, there's not, they always say on American Idol, don't ever sing like Aretha or Whitney Houston or something like that. Don't ever try to outdo a Karen Carpenter. Holy cow. But Anne Murray didn't know of that version. She also didn't know of the version that would come. That, by the way, Carpenters released it in 1977, but it was never released to radio. Well, Dusty Springfield picked it up the next year. And Anne Murray was a huge Dusty Springfield fan. But when Dusty recorded this, her record label closed, and this song was never released. So Anne Murray never knew of the previous two versions of this song. And when she found out, in fact, Dusty Springfield had just recorded her version about 6 months prior, Anne Murray says, if I had known that this was a Carpenters tune and Dusty tune, I would have never, ever touched this thing. But if there's one voice, especially in the late 70s, early 80s, that could have done it justice, and boy, she did. Heck, she's the one that made it famous. Was on top of the charts for 3 weeks in 1979. It's Anne Murray.
Dreamer.